The picture for you before we begin. We're talking about 840 years before Christ. And so we're talking about a time when Israel was in two kingdoms, the southern kingdom of Judah based in Jerusalem, and the northern kingdom, which they were called Israelites, were based in a place called, a city called Samaria. And they were being given a lot of trouble by their neighbours, Syria. Yes, you've heard of that country. Their base was Damascus. And the king of Syria ordered that they should find out where the prophet Elisha was. Because every time the king of Assyria made a plan with his soldiers to go and do an ambush or to do some clever thing to capture a town belonging to the Israelites, somehow the Israelites knew about it already. And it was because of this man, Elisha. So the king ordered, and he sent soldiers there. They learned that Elisha was in the town of Dothan and reported it to the king. And he ordered his best troops to go there with horses and chariots. And they marched out during the night and surrounded the town. The band and the notlets, where are you? You are the mighty army of the Syrians. Will you come up the front, please, in front of these microphones and show yourselves? We are the people of Israel, and we are trembling in our seats, are we not? This is the mighty band of the Syrian army. They've got no hands in pockets. They are about to come out with their mighty forces to crush the nearest town that they can find. We are all of a judder here. And the first slide goes, thank you. When Elisha's servant got up the next morning, he saw that the Syrian troops had the town surrounded. Sir, what are we going to do? He asked. Don't be afraid, Elisha said. There are more troops on our side than on theirs. And then he prayed, Lord, please help him to see. And I think that we need all of this lot to stand now. Will you all stand? All right. But actually, they should have the torches, mates. Sorry. So, these lot are, not yet, these lot are all completely outnumbering the Syrian army. You are a blinding light. Come forward, at least to the music stands, and show yourselves. This is the mighty, amazing army of God. His angelic force. You recognize them. Here they are. Come so you're visible. Suddenly, that Syrian army, it looks quite small, doesn't it? So the Lord let the servant see that the hill was covered with fiery horses and flaming chariots all around Elisha. As the Syrian army came closer, Elijah prayed, Lord, make those soldiers blind. And the Lord blinded them with a bright light, which is already on, and they should have been turned off before the story started. Thank you, Phil and Julie. You've done absolutely fantastically. Just flash them on and off just for now. And the blinding light comes on. And you folks suddenly can't see. Elisha told the enemy troops, you've taken the wrong turn, and you're on the wrong town. Follow me, and I'll lead you to the man you're looking for. So it's going to be hands on shoulder, and we'll go for a conga up to see Elisha, shall we? Let's take you to him. Now, I don't know whether you know, in the war in Afghanistan, that there are lots of Taliban fighters who are really making it very difficult for the people out there. And sometimes the troops, including our own troops, feel very small in the mountainous areas where the Taliban have their way. So I'm just going to take you through the grove room now. We're turning left, aren't we? And we're about to see the quiet garden right ahead of us. Oh, that's fantastic. We're going down the corridor now when I turn this next corner. And we just wave to the people in the garden. They're just sitting there. Nice little bits of gardening straight. Oh, that's great. And we're just about to go around by the kitchen and the hall down here, aren't we? Yes. So what is happening is that actually I'm Elisha. And I'm leading them to Camp Bastion. They're in the middle of the British Army and the American Army in the international forces. They have been led all the way to Samaria, to the city of Samaria. When all the soldiers were inside the city, Elisha prayed, "Lord, let them see again." And they had all of these tank armored vehicles surrounding them, and they were completely outnumbered. And what did the king of Israel then say?
"The king said, 'Should I kill them, sir?'
No, Elisha answered, "You didn't capture these troops in battle, so you have no right to kill them. Instead, give them something to eat and drink and let them go to their leader." Does that feel all right? So the king ordered a huge meal to be prepared for Syria's army. And when he'd finished eating, he let them go. Wow. Thank you, band. And the story ends with these words. For a while, the Syrian troops stopped invading Israel's territory. Will you give them, the cast, a big round of applause? And thank you, Syrian Army. Thank you, angelic band. I'm sure you can return to your seats in the middle classes now.
That's my moment.
Well done. Thank you. I wonder what you reckon you see here. Do you remember that servant of Elisha? He thought he just saw trouble. He thought he just saw difficulty, terror, woe, evil. And Elisha prayed, "Lord, open the eyes of that servant that he may see the reality." And behind that trouble, behind all of that difficulty, was God's army. And I think when we come here on an occasion like this, for some of you, it might be like, what's God got for me? All I see before me in life is trouble, difficulty, pressure, stress, challenges. And he wants you to have your eyes opened with me this morning to realize that where he is present, anything is possible. He is able where we are not able. His love and generosity is such that he commanded Elisha to tell the king of Israel not to kill this enemy, but to release them. How utterly different than the behavior of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or whatever. How very different. This is the love of Jesus that wants to make enemies friends. Could this very place here be for you and your families a place to meet with God regularly? Maybe many of you, that is already the case, looking round. Anywhere is possible. Can be the garden, can be the washing up bowl, can be in the car. But to meet with God's people and to bring your family here to be nurtured in seeing the light of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is a real joy. And I put it before you. This, for many, is a place of transformation. It's a place of new beginnings, of new life. God himself gives us a wider perspective, and he's personal to us. So I just pray at the end of my little talk here, Lord, help us.